Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Centura High School as the Centurions of Centura take on the Blue Hawks of Hastings. St. Cecilia. This is the final game of the regular season for St. Cecilia. The ball game already underway. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1. We've got 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the ball down at the other end. There's a shot by Kissinger. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So getting a couple of minute head start on things here tonight. 2-1 is the score. It's a Centura out on top of St. Cecilia. The Hawks come in a record of 15 wins, 6 losses on the season. Centura is 5-14, but the Centurions have won their last 2 ball games, including a big win over Sandy Creek in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday. Cesar Tino has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Chase Bassett now on the wing. On the left side, Centura is in his zone defense. Here's Hamburger, bounce out outside the three-point ring. They feed it inside now to Stirrup, back down in the corner to Cesar Tino. His shot hits the side of the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup, his shot no good. Tip try no good. And the rebound brought down by Ben Roth. So 2-1 is the score. Centura's got a one-point lead over St. Cecilia. We're halfway through this first quarter here tonight at Centura High School. Centura shooting to our basket to our left here tonight, dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. And now here's a traveling violation on Zach Roth. Second turnover of the ball game for Centura. Coming in now for the Centurions will be Grady Lamphere. He's averaging about a point and one rebound per ball game. Their leading scorer, as we talked during the pregame show with the coaches, Chase Welty, is averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Austin Kasperson is another guy in double figures. He's averaging 11.6 points per ball game. So the first quarter, well underway, 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. The score, it's Centura 2, Hastings St. Cecilia 1.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-1 to Centura. The Hawks have the ball in their offensive zone. Shooting to our basket to our right. Now here's a traveling violation called to Mike Hannon. Hannon had it in the deep corner of the left side, and he's called for traveling. Second turnover in St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Here comes Tim Skoke into the contest now, replacing Hannon. Centura is a team that's averaging only 40 points per ball game on offense. They give up 52.6 on the defensive end. They don't shoot the ball very well. 35% from the field, 23% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. But Centura's got a 2-1 lead now. There's a turnover down by Centura. It's picked up here by Hamburger. He shovels the ball away to Skoke, and it's returned to Hamburger right through his fingertips out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the third time here in this first quarter. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Kissinger, and coming out is going to be Hamburger. So the Hawks out to a rugged start here. Kevin Asher, not a happy camper down there on the St. Cecilia bench. 3:08 to play here in the first quarter. 2-1 is the score. St. Cecilia trailing early in this contest. There's a Kasperson with the ball. Comes out here to Welty. Those two guys score the majority of the points here for Centura. Lamphere has got it down on the wing on the right side. Gets it to a Kasperson. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Kasperson dribbles with the ball. He's picked up over there by Tim Skoke. They move the ball down in the corner. This is Welty. He drives the baseline down, and he steps out of bounds. Driving the baseline toward the hole there to against Chase Bassett. He's called for being out of bounds. the third turnover in Centurion the ball game, and now the Centurions want to call timeout. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score, Centura 2, Hastings St. Cecilia 1.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hawks did not get off to a good start in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday. In fact, they fell behind Milford in the first quarter, 17-7. Not a very good start here tonight against the undermanned Centura Ball Club. It's 2-1. The Centurions have the lead. St. Cecilia will attack the zone defense now. Chase Bassett on the deep wing, the left side. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Kissinger. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Gets it inside to Sturm, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Sturup trying to take it on the right wing. Nobody was over there for St. Cecilia. Sturup threw it without even looking over there, and it goes sailing out of bounds. That's four turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. 2-1 is their score. Centura's got the lead. Hawks will attack now right at the 10-second line by Cesar Tino. Here's a pass coming over here to Casperson. Casperson moves it down to Lamphere. Lamphere puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here to Welty. Welty sends it on the far side down to Casperson. Out of the point again to Rob. Comes over here to Chase Welty again. Welty now to Lamphere. Down in the corner of the right side to Roth. Kent with it around the three-point arc, looking for the seam in the defense. Casperson down to Roth, looking for the cutter. Nothing open there. Comes back out now to Welty. Moves it to the right sideline to Casperson. Inside Welty grabs the ball. Wide open to shot good. Chase Welty scores and an assist there from Austin Casperson. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Centura's got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Chase Bassett with the ball down in the corner to Cesar Tino. His shot for three is good. Cesar bangs one home from deep in the right corner, and the Hawks come back to tie up the score at 4 points apiece. A minute and 22 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now Centura turns the ball away. Grady Lamphere cannot control the pass here on the near sideline, and it goes sailing into the St. Cecilia bench. Hamburger comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett checks out. A minute 18 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 4 points apiece. Hamburger back on the dribble now. On the wing. Long pass comes over here to the near side to Matt Kissinger. Back to Hamburger. Down in the corner. Cesar Tino. His shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound being swatted around. It's finally picked up here by St. Cecilia. Tim Scope gets the ball inside the strip. His shot is good and he's fouled. So St. Cecilia attacking the offensive glass there. Sterb gets the field goal for St. Cecilia. The bucket won't count. The personal foul can be whistled here on Centura. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's now got their first lead. It is 6-4. The foul goes on Austin Casperson. That's going to be his first. So St. Cecilia with the lead now, 6-4. Sprint to the free throw line. 50% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is short. Barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Chase Welty. So it's 6-4. Centura is down by 2 points. Centura trailing for the first time here tonight. Ben Roth brings it across the 10-second line, gets it to Casperson. Casperson out to a Zach Roth now. Over on the wing on the left side to Cameron Aiken. Aiken dribbles a couple of times, has to get rid of it, does so. Casperson, here's his three-pointer put up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound Stirrup, he lost it. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Now trapped here in backcourt, Tim Scope dribbles out of there. Gets the ball away now to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger in the offensive scoring zone to Matt Kissinger. 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-4 is the score. St. Cecilia's got a 2-point lead. And now the Hawks will play for the final shot here of the first quarter. Hamburger just hangs on to the ball. Now the Hawks will move offensively. Goes over to Kissinger. Now back to Hamburger. Back to Kissinger. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino. Tino tries to get away. Lobs it inside now to Stirrup. Pass down in the corner. Right side is Stoke. His shot for three is no good. Tip try is good. Zach Stirrup right there for the tip. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the Hawks, after falling behind 4-1 in the ball game. The Hawks come back and they've got an 8-4 lead after the opening period here tonight at Centura High School. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 8, Centura 4.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Centura High School, boys' high school basketball coverage for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS, Hastings, St. Cecilia, out on top of Centura by the score of 8-4. Hawks fell behind early, but now St. Cecilia in control here. And the Hawks will have it to begin the second quarter. Kissinger goes down in the corner. They get it to Stoke, inside down to Stirrup, throws it back out here in the three-point range. Matt Kissinger with the ball, not a Hamburger. Centura stays with his zone defense. Hamburger drops the ball inside. He drives for the hole. Shot no good. Hamburger gets his own rebound. Loses it. Now to Stoke. Out to Kissinger. Now to Cizatino. He hops in the lane. His pass to the near side goes to Hamburger. Back inside. Wide open. The shot is up and in. Tim Stoke scores on the assist from Phil Hamburger. And the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 10-4 in the ballgame. St. Cecilia 15-6 on the season. The Centurions just 5-14. But Centurions won their last two ball games in a row. Zach Roth. Now for Centura, sends it down in the corner on the right side. That's Kasperson with the ball. Picked up there by Tim Skilk. Drives it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. And Austin Kasperson will go to the free throw line now for Centura. The personal foul is going to go on Skilk. That's going to be his first. First team foul called on the Blue Hawks here in this first half. Austin Kasperson to the free throw line. He's an 80% foul shooter, the best foul shooter in the team. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's now 53 out of 67 for the free throw line. He's one of two guys that average in double figures for Centura, averaging 11 points per ballgame. Second one is up there as good, so he hits one out of two. And Centura is back within 5 points, 10-5 to score. Centurion's now attacking here in backcourt. Zach Stura rockets a pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch here by Cameron Aiken for Centura. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with a 10-5 lead. 6:54 to play here in the first half. Hamburger will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia as he holds it. Hamburger holds it, finally plays it in. Scope down in the corner to Cizatino. Now to Kissinger, just inside the ring. A shot no good. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. So Centura will come back the other direction. The only other team involving Hastings schools tonight are in action. That's Adams Central. Patriots playing in Kearney tonight against the Kearney Catholic Stars. 10-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Centura tonight. Here's a pass to the wing on the right side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds there off of Hamburger. Welty and Hamburger chasing after it over on the far side on the wing. The ball was knocked out of bounds by Hamburger. So it'll be Centura playing things in. Stoke comes out. Kissinger comes out. Here comes Bassett back into the ball game. And Mike Hannon. Welty will play things in. They get it to Kasperson back here in backcourt. He races the ball back to the offensive zone, goes to Roth, now down to the baseline. Here's Chase Welty. Welty backs up. He's double-teamed, dumps the ball away in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good there by Aiken. And the ball is brought out of there by Hamburger. Hamburger, long pass down the floor. They get it to the far sideline to Bassett, reverses it, gets it to Hannon. Now to Hamburger, back to Hannon, deep in the corner on the left side. Now to Tim Stoke on the wing, back down to Hannon in the corner. There's Stoke, back to Hannon. His pass out into the free throw line. Hamburger drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose, and a foul is going to be called. Hamburger misses that one from right in front of the basket there. And a personal foul is called on Phil Hamburger. That's going to be his first team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. 10-5 is the score. We are in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play until halftime. Ben Roth will bring it up now for Centura. The defensive zone is Cizatino, and he steals the ball away. Tino tries for the hole. His shot is up there at the end. Cizatino gets a steal. Right at the 10-second line and takes it to the distance and scores. Tino now with 5 points in the ballgame, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 12, Centura 5.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 12-5 to score. St. Cecilia with the lead here in boys high school basketball action from Centura. St. Cecilia stays on a man-to-man defense. Here's Kasperson bringing the ball in the offensive zone. Right in the center of the floor, he's going to drive the ball against Bassett. Now retreats back here in three-point territory. Kasperson now picks up the dribble, has to get rid of it. Kasperson looking. Finally takes it on the wing on the right side. As Centura works here with the basketball. Out to Cameron Aiken out near the 10-second line again. They pull Zach Sturup all the way out to guard him. There's Austin Kasperson now. We're down to 5:16 to play in the second quarter. 12-5 is the score. Centura trailing. Here's Austin Kasperson, drives it down the right side of the lane. It's not going to be blocked by Sturup, and the ball is recovered by Hamburger. Pass down the near sideline to get it to Caesar Tino. And now we got a palming violation on Tino. This has not been a picture-perfect performance by St. Cecilia so far in basketball game. Hawks already with 5 turnovers in the ball game. They've got 12 points on the board. We're 3 minutes into the second quarter. 12-5, St. Cecilia leading Centura here tonight. Austin Kasperson with the ball to Ben Roth. Brings it to the near sideline now to Brad Veith, who's into the ball game. Brad dribbling with the ball, sends it to the right sideline down to Roth. Roth looking for a cutter down the lane. They can't get the ball to him. Good defense by Caesar. Takes off, drives the ball to the hole, and the foul is going to be called. Ben Roth didn't find anybody in the block. Just drove it from the left or right wing to the basket, and he's fouled in a play here by Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first foul, team foul number 3 in the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation is going to be Centura playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-5. They get it in down to Welty, who's back into the ball game. Chase Welty picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger tips the ball away, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura ball. So Centura will play it in right in front of the student section over there on the far sideline. 4:33 to play here in the second quarter. 12-5 is the score. Centura trailing by 7. The Centurions got out to a 4-1 lead here in this one. Centura looking to play it in. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sturup. Trying to get the ball to Cameron Aiken, who is sliding to the basket. And the ball was denied there as Sturup knocks it out of bounds. So now Centura will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 4:33 to play. Centura looks to get it in. Have to come way out on top. Austin Kasperson has got it. St. Cecilia matched up man-on-man. Chase Bassett right on his face defensively. Austin Kasperson dribbling with the ball here. Out here in three-point territory, now retreats out near the 10-second line. Kasperson calling the play. Bounce pass comes on the wing on the left side down to Cameron Aiken. Puts it on the floor. Comes back out into three-point territory, and they send it to the right sideline. Now to Kasperson. Picked up again by Chase Bassett. Kasperson entry pass. It's over the head of Welty out of bounds. And a turnover in Centura. Welty says it was tipped out by St. Cecilia. The officials do not agree. They give the ball to the Blue Hawks, and that'll be a turnover on Centura as that pass can't. Went way over the head of Chase Welty out of bounds. Turnover number 4 in the Centurion. St. Cecilia with 5. 12-5 is the score. The Blue Hawks leading by 7. We're in the second quarter at Centura High School. Here's Chase Bassett with the ball. Down in the corner to Caesar Tino. Out to Chase. Back down in the corner to Caesar. Bombs it inside to Sturup. Spins. Goes for the basket and scores. Zach Sturup. That was 6 points in the ball game. He's several inches taller than anybody on the floor here tonight. Centura, not a very big basketball team. I think the Hawks can do that all night long. 14-5 is the score now. St. Cecilia out on top of Centura here in this ball game, and now the Centurions throw the ball out of bounds again, right off the fingertips of Kasperson, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. 5 turnovers now, and Centura in the ball game. 14-5 is the score. This ball game was tied up at one point at 4 points apiece. St. Cecilia's outscored him 10-1. Here's a long range jumper from deep in the right corner by Cesar Tino. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon, out to Hamburger, back to Mike Hannon. Out to Hamburg again in three-point territory as they work against the zone defense of Centura. Over on the far sideline is Chase Bassett. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball. Bombs it inside to Sturup. Goes it back down in the corner. Caesar Tino, 4-3. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Kasperson. Austin Kasperson with the ball. He is hit in the backcourt here by Hamburger, but no foul called. Back into the offensive zone. Lampier's got it down in the corner. There's Zach Ropp. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Now Ropp has got to get rid of it. Does. Comes out to Kasperson on the high post now to Aiken. Aiken hands the ball away to Weldy. He is covered up there by Hamburger. Weldy gets rid of it now to the far sideline to Zach Ropp. Down in the corner to Ben Ropp. His shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Chase Bassett. Double teamed in backcourt. Gets the ball away to Hamburger into the forecourt. Hamburger drives it down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Hannon. Comes across the top down to Chase Bassett. Entry pass deflected away from Stirrup. It is picked up by Kasperson. Now to Weldy. Driving layup. Good. Chase Weldy now with 4 points in the ball game. 14-7 Centura. Back to within 7 points. We're down to 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Bill Hamburger down in the corner again to Cesar Tino. Brings it back out to Hamburger. Deep wing left side. Down in the corner to Cesar. Back out to Hamburger. A zone defense here from Centura. Here's a pass over the right side of the lane. Now it's going to go to Zach Stirrup, and he is fouled in the play. Foul is going to go on Austin Kasperson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Centurion. So no free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now is going to be Jordan Konsbrick. His first action of the season. The 6'3" senior. He was injured during the football playoffs, and he's been rehabbing an injury all season long. In fact, a knee injury. Now Konsbrick going to see his first playing time of the season here in the final game of the regular season. The senior, Jordan Konsbrick, down to the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Konsbrick, 6'3". Here's a shot from deep in the right corner. Good. Cesar Tino, a three-pointer. Cesar now at 8 points in the basketball game on a couple of threes and a two-point field goal. And it's now 17-7. St. Cecilia with a lead with a minute and 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a ball tipped away by Konsbrick into the backcourt. It's retrieved here by Cameron Aiken. Aiken gets it now to a Ben Roth. He works here in backcourt against Cesar Tino, and a foul is going to be called in Cesar. First foul in Cesar Tino. That's going to be team foul number four on the Blue Hawks. It's going to be Centura playing it in off of the far sideline. 17-7 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Centura with the basketball. Out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes to Cameron Aiken. Free throw line extended right side. Hands it away to Roth. Roth out in three-point territory. Launches a shot. Good. Ben Roth from the right sideline scores for Centura. The Centurions are hitting only 23% of their three-point tries so far this year. Ben Roth nails the first one here tonight for Centura. From the right sideline. The St. Cecilia lead is now 7. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball. Cuts it for the hole, loses control of the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by Centura. Zach Roth has got it down to Ben Roth. 50 seconds to play. Hawks with a 7-point lead. Ben Roth brings it across the 10-second line here as he works against Cesar Tino. Nice pass down low, and it's on his up and in. Chase Welty. Welty works the baseline to get him the ball, and Welty has his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Centura is within 5 now. At 17-12, as the Centurions have scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's a feed down low. A shot is up there by Sheehy. It's going to go good. Rebound comes down to Welty now with 20 seconds to play. And now Centura will have the final shot here in the first half. Ben Roth comes over here to Zach Roth. Free throw line extended left side. Goes down in the corner now. As Centura works for the final shot. Here's Aiken with the ball. Aiken down to the right sideline to Zach Roth. Gives it inside again to Aiken. Aiken right side of the lane, and now we got a double dribble violation. Cameron Aiken was working against Jordan Konsbrick as whistled for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers on Centura. Here comes Zach Stirrup into the ball game now. Sheehy will come out. 2.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia will inbound in backcourt. Centura will pressure back here. Hamburger, baseball pass. They get it to Zach Stirrup. Now to Cesar Tino. His running one-hander is going to be good. No, it does not go through the hole. It does not go through the hole. It was short. It ruffled the rim there. It ruffled the net underneath the basket there. It gave the indication it went through the hole, but the officials say no. The basket is no good here at the end of the second quarter. So Centura playing the Hawks tough here in this high school basketball game tonight. We're at halftime. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 17, Centura 12. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Centura High School, boys high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. 17-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead over Centura. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. It was Centura who jumped on the Hawks early. Got onto a 4-1 lead in the ball game. St. Cecilia came back to tie things up at 4 points apiece. The Hawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 8-4, but St. Cecilia very sloppy so far here in the basketball game. Hawks got onto a 17-7 lead late in the second quarter. However, Centura scores the final 5 points in the ball game as St. Cecilia had a couple of turnovers there late. And Centura right in the basketball game here tonight, trailing St. Cecilia by a score of 17-12, a matchup of a team that is 5-14 on the season, and the Hawks at 15-6 after St. Cecilia completing a 2-1 week last week with some tough games with Adams Central and Milford. Those were the two wins, and of course, losing to Grand Island Central Catholic at the buzzer sandwiched in between. So St. Cecilia, the heavy favorite in the basketball game here tonight, but Centura using its own defense, which is causing some problems for St. Cecilia. They're in the ball game here tonight, and the Hawks have just a 5-point lead at halftime on a score of 17-12. Scoring in the first half for Hastings St. Cecilia, it's Cesar Tino leading the way. Tino has knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Tino with 8 points here at halftime. Zach Stirrup has got 6 points on three field goals. He is 0-1 from the free throw line. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Tim Skoke has got a field goal for two, and Chase Bassett 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Other than that, nothing on the board here for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Centura's got 6 turnovers here in the first half. The Centurions are 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. They've got 4 guys that have scored thus far. Chase Welty has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Ben Roth has got a 3-pointer for his only points in the ball game. Zach Roth has got a field goal for 2. And Austin Kasperson, their second-leading scorer, has got 1 point here tonight, 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centura here at halftime by a score of 17-12. We'll have more. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beaman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beaman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beaman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beaman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Centura High School, 17-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Centurions. We've had girls basketball coverage all week long in sub-district play. And now the district championships are decided as far as the sites are concerned. Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing next Friday night as the Hawkettes will take on the Shamrocks out of Columbus Scotus. And the game will be played at York High School next week beginning at 7 o'clock. So St. Cecilia will play Columbus Scotus next Friday night in the C-1-3 district championship ball game. The winner moves on to the state tournament. St. Cecilia beats Scotus to begin the season, and now they'll face the Shamrocks again next Friday night. Some of the other games, Centura will take on O'Neill next week at St. Paul. Of course, Centura picking up the big win over Minden last night. In Class C2, it'll be Friend taking on Sutton next Friday night. That game will be at 7 o'clock next week at Hastings High. Also in Class C2, Crofton will play Ravenna. That game will be at Columbus Lakeview. In Class D1, it'll be Kennesaw playing Amherst. That game will be at Gibbon next Friday night. And in Class D2, it'll be Wilcox Hildreth playing Ansley. That game will be played at Kearney Catholic. So again, the district championship games for the girls in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 will all be played next Friday night. We've got more district basketball beginning next week for the girls. The Hastings High Lady Tigers, they will be in action on Tuesday night in the first round of the B5 district tournament in Grand Island. Hastings will play Aurora in the play-in ball game. The winner will get top-seeded Holdridge on Thursday night. The other game on Thursday will pit Northwest up against Lexington. The championship game is set for Friday up in Grand Island. The boys' sub-district basketball tournaments also begin next week in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Sandy Creek will be involved in the C1-2 sub-district tournament at Wilbur Claytonian. The Cougars will take on Fillmore Central on Monday, and the winner will play top-seeded Milford on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The other game will have Fairbury taking on Lincoln Lutheran. The C1-6 sub-district tournament at Hastings High next week. Tuesday night, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Central City in the first game at 6:30. Then at 8:15, these Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia will take on St. Paul. C1-9 at Grand Island Northwest next week. Wood River will play Centura in the play-in game on Monday. The winner will get top-seeded Minden on Tuesday night at 5:30. The other game on Tuesday will have Gibbon taking on Kearney Catholic. C2-4 down at Sandy Creek next week on Monday. Blue Hill plays Heartland. The winner gets top-seeded Sutton on Tuesday. Superior will play Donovan Trumbull in the other game at 7:45. D1-9 at Minden next week. Alma plays Kennesaw on Monday. The winner gets top-seeded Franklin on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. The other game has Axtell taking on Silver Lake. And in D1-2 action at Centennial next week, Osceola plays Harvard in the play-in game. The winner gets top-seeded Exeter Milligan on Tuesday, with the other game, High Plains Community against McCool Junction. Just some of the action we'll see next week. The Hastings College Broncos also going to be involved in postseason play next week. The GPAC tournament gets underway next Tuesday. We got the second half coming up for you here from Centura tonight, 17-12. Our score at halftime, the Blue Hawks have the lead. We'll have more after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, nonstop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 17-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead over the Centurions. And Centura will have the basketball first to begin this third quarter. Centura shoots our basket to our right. And now St. Cecilia matching up here. It's man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. They work the ball inside to Welty, and his shot is up and in. Chase Welty twisting and turning in the lane there. He scores, and Centura is back within 3 points, gang. It is 17-14. This is a team that is 5-14 on the season, giving St. Cecilia everything they want here tonight. Now the Hawks turn the ball away. Pass comes to the near sideline right through the fingertips of Chase Bassett. Into the first row of the bleachers. That's 8 turnovers now in Hastings St. Cecilia. And now Centura could tie here with a 3-point field goal. Losing control of the ball in backcourt is going to be Rothy. Retrieves it. Picks it back up. Gets it across the 10-second line to Kasperson. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Austin Kasperson with the ball. Centura playing the slow-down game here. Very deliberate, but it's been effective thus far. They're down by 3. Here's a 3-pointer by Kasperson. It's off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Pass down to 4 to Chase Bassett. Hustles into the forecourt, pulls up on the wing, gets it now to Kissinger. Kissinger, alley-oop pass, comes to the near sideline, down in the corner. Hamburger puts it on the floor, comes back out into 3-point territory. Right sideline, Chase Bassett, inside down to Stirrup. He goes up with a shot, and he's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play there by Chase Welty of Centura. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 1 on the Centurions here in the second half of play. It was before the shot. So St. Cecilia will play it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down to Stirrup. Short baseline jumper is up there. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Comes down to the wing. Kissinger, 15-footer good. Back Kissinger's first field goal of the ball game. And St. Cecilia back out to a 5-point lead here tonight. 19-14 over Centura. Then Roth with the ball down the near sideline. Roth trying to get away from Kissinger. Nice pass to Welty on the baseline. It is up and in. Chase Welty now with 5 field goals and 10 points in the ball game. 19-16. Centura is back within 3 points, 6.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Mike Hannon down on the wing, now to Chase Bassett, now to Kissinger. On the wing on the right side, that's Hamburger. Lobs it inside to Stirrup, gets away, goes for the hole and scores. Zach Stirrup at 6'10", just grabs the ball and goes to the hole, powers his way to the basket there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, 21-16. St. Cecilia back out to a 5-point lead. Centura with the ball. There's Kasperson. They get it on the high post now to Aiken. Back out to Kasperson near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Bassett of St. Cecilia. Kasperson trying to get away now. He's on the dribble out here. Moves to his right. Moves to his left. Kasperson still on the dribble. Sends it to the wing. On the left side is Zach Roth. He holds the ball over there against Hannon. Roth puts it on the floor. Dribbles out now between the rings. Comes across the top to get it to Welke. Now the near sideline. Kasperson has got it. Kasperson will drive the ball against the Chase Bassett. Gives it away now to Ben Roth to the far sideline. Tipped out of bounds over there by St. Cecilia. Hamburger got his hands on it. Hamburger's going to check out. Here comes Cesar Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 21-16 is the score. We're in the third quarter. 5:25 to play. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. As the Centura will inbound the ball. That's Cameron Aiken. Gets it now to Austin Kasperson. Picked up now by Cesar Tino. Over in the deep wing, left side, Zach Roth has got it. Roth puts it on the floor. Now the ball is going to be tipped away by Hannon. Mike grabs it for St. Cecilia. Gets the ball away to Bassett, and the shot is up and in. Hannon got the steal. Hannon's going to get an assist, and Chase Bassett gets the field goal. Back on the other end, it's now 23-16. St. Cecilia's opened up a 7-point lead now over Centura. Here's Austin Kasperson dribbling with the ball against Cesar Tino. Down the right sideline, Kasperson down in the corner. Stops, sends it inside again to Welty, and the shot is up and in. Kasperson gets another assist. Chase Welty gets another field goal. That's his 6th one of the night. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and it's 23-18. St. Cecilia with the lead. Cesar Tino gets it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, stops there against the zone defense. Down in the corner, now to Hannon. Annan brings it up on the block on the right side here. Cross-court pass goes over to Matt Kissinger. Now to Hannon. Back inside his stirrup. Spins toward the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zach Roth. Roth gets the ball away to Kasperson. It's a five-point lead for St. Cecilia. It is 23-18. We got 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bounce pass on the right sideline now to Chase Welty. He's leading the way so far for the Centurions. He got 12 points. Roth out here in three-point territory. To Kasperson on the deep wing, left side. Out of Roth at the top of the circle. Down to Kasperson again. Cesar Tino comes out to pick him up. Here's Ben Roth now on the right sideline. Zach Roth has got it. Roth sends it inside. That time he threw it too far. And out of bounds as they try to slide Austin Kasperson to the basket. And threw it out of bounds. A turnover there on the Centurions. Centurions done a good job getting guys to the front of the basket here. Whether it be Kasperson or Chase Welty, he's had the most success. He's got 12 points so far in the ballgame, mostly from close range. 23-18 is the score. A five-point lead here for St. Cecilia. The Hawks have the ball, and now Kevin Asher is up. He wants to call a timeout, and the coach is not having a good night here tonight. He is right into the face of Tim Skokout here. As St. Cecilia is struggling to get in their offense most of the night. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. We are in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Centura 18.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Centura High School. The Blue Hawks are out on top 23-18, but playing with a very little emotion in the ballgame here tonight. One guy that is showing a little emotion, and that's Kevin Asher. Down here on the bench for St. Cecilia, he's not been a happy camper here tonight. St. Cecilia really struggling in the ballgame tonight. In fact, by far the worst game we have seen in quite some time here for St. Cecilia. Leading a team that is 5-14 by just 5 points here in the third quarter. And coming out of the timeout, Cesar Tino loses the ball out of bounds down here in the corner. And Coach Asher is just about ready to blow a cork. 23-18 is the score. Here's an inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds here by Kissinger. St. Cecilia will play St. Paul in the opening round of the sub-district tournament next Tuesday. If they win that one, they would be in the sub-district final, probably against Grand Island Central Catholic with a must-win situation there to advance on. St. Cecilia really not in the talk of things as far as a wild card this year in Class C1. The Hawks, the three-time defending state champs, will be struggling to get back to the state tournament. Right now, they're concerned about Centura here. It's a 23-18 ball game. The Hawks have the lead over Centura. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Austin Kasperson dribbling with the ball, comes out here. They get it to Aiken at the top of the key. Off to Roth, his three-pointer is good. Ben Roth, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's been hitting only 21% of his three-pointers this year. He's knocked down two in the ball game tonight. And it's 23-21, St. Cecilia now with a two-point lead, 2:45 to play. Here's Tim Scope for the ball. Diagonal pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino drives the baseline and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the way in. Cesar driving that one from the left corner toward the basket. He is fouled at a play here by the Centurions. And that's going to be team foul number two on Centura. It's going to go on Grady Lamphere. That's going to be his first. So only the second team foul in the Centurions. No free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound. Hamburger gets it to Cesar Tino. Back down in the corner to Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Tim Skoke. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Comes across the top down to Hamburger. Down in the baseline. Konsberg has shot us up there. Top of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. And now the Centurions can pull ahead here to the three-point field goal. 2:20 to play in the third quarter. It's 23-21. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Here on the near sideline is Chase Welty. Hangs onto the ball, puts it on the floor now, dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Goes away to a Lamphere, now to the far sideline to Kasperson. There's a pass to Welty, down here on the left side of the lane, down in the baseline. Welty lobs it toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sturm. Looked more like a pass, but that one is off of the iron. It will be charged as a shot attempt here as they work the ball inside down to Stirrup. His shot from point blank range is no good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Hamburger. Hamburger, a rebounding foul here for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one in St. Cecilia here in the second half. A minute and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading Centura by a score of 23-21. Centura's got the ball. Here's a Casperson. He comes into the forecourt. Being hit from behind. Now throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane, and now we got a jump ball called. Aiken was down there. He was tied up in the play. The arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks will get it. Casperson is driving the ball down the right side of the lane, being checked from behind by Phil Hamburger, but no foul called there. And St. Cecilia will get it now in the alternating jump, 23-21. Here's Cesar Tino. Hawks with a two-point lead to Hamburger. Konsberg down the right sideline to Stoke. They work it back inside to Stirrup. He misses another one. Stirrup goes for the basket and misses another bunny. And the rebound comes down to Aiken. They hand it away to Casperson, and now he's going to be fouled in the play by Hamburger. Phil Hamburger just picked up his third personal foul for St. Cecilia. A minute and 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 23-21, and Centura will play things in here in backcourt. Into the ball game, Zach Roth. He's going to replace Grady Lamphere. Hamburger's going to check out of the ball game now. Here comes Kissinger back in. Now St. Cecilia going to apply some pressure here in backcourt, trying to force the tempo a little bit. Here's a Zach Roth with the ball. Roth will bring it across the 10-second line. Now he waits for a Casperson, who fell down back here in backcourt. Casperson now with the ball out here against Kissinger. A minute to play in the third quarter, 23-21. Centura down by 2 points. St. Cecilia on the defense. Here's an interception now by Konsberg. He drives it for the basket, and it sounds up and in. Jordan Konsberg gets his first basket of the season, playing his first action here after being injured during the football playoffs. Konsberg, in the final game of the regular season, gets a steal and takes it to the hole and scores. First basket of the ball game for Konsberg. 25-21, St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead. There's Welty with the ball, dribbles it to the elbow, right side of the lane, dishes off here to Zach Roth. Moves it here on the right sideline. Roth holds onto it. Zach wants to get rid of it, does so. To Casperson. Casperson here on the near sideline, picked up there by Kissinger. Casperson retreats out here near the 10-second line. Welty's going to try to set a screen out here. We're down to 11 seconds to play. 11 seconds to go. Casperson drives it to the right side. A 12-footer's put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tino, and a foul is going to be called. Cameron Aiken is going to be hit with a personal foul here, a rebounding foul for Centura. That's going to be his first. That's only the second team foul, though, on Centura here in the second half of play. So St. Cecilia, with 4 seconds to go here in the third quarter, will have the inbound and backcourt. Chase Bassett is going to come in now for Cesar Tino, and Chase will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Centura will apply some pressure back here. 25-21. Bassett will look to inbound. Baseball pass down to four. They're kind of trying to get it to Stirrup. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Centura. And the Centurions can't get a shot away. That was Aiken grabbing the ball after it was loose on the floor there. Aiken goes up with a shot. He was kind of knocked down right at the 10-second line, but no foul called. And that's the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. And surprisingly enough, it's still anybody's ball game here tonight. It's St. Cecilia 25, Centura 21.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smokin'.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter underway now. Centura is trailing Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 25-21. The Centurions have the ball. St. Cecilia stays in the man-to-man defense. Here's Austin Casperson. Dribbles to the near sideline, picked up. Chase Bassett right in his grill here for the St. Cecilia defense. They come across the top now to a Roth, takes it to the left sideline. That's going to be Zach Roth with the ball, brings it out here in the three-point territory and a traveling violation. Mike Cannon all over him defensively there for St. Cecilia. That is the eighth turnover on Centura here in the ballgame. 25-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead, a low-scoring affair here tonight. A slow-down affair, Centura playing his own defense. St. Cecilia having a tough time attacking. Here's a long pass, goes inside to Stirrup. Spins, puts it up there, shot good. Stirrup missed a bunch of bunnies there in the third quarter, but he's now got 10 points in the ballgame, and St. Cecilia is now out to a six-point lead, 27-21. Here's Kasperson with the ball, now to Roth. Down the far sideline is Zach Roth. Dribbles inside, now throws up a 10-footer. It's way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger, the foul is going to be called. Cameron Aiken hacked him on the arm and picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Centura here in the second half of play. End of the ball game now will be Brady Beath. And coming out is going to be Zach Roth. Brady Vyth into the ball game officially. Brady Vyth into the ball game now for Centura. 27-21 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by six. Hawks have the ball now. 6:50 to play in the ball game. Kissinger goes over on the wing on the right side to Chase Bassett. Now to Stirrup to Kissinger. Down the left baseline. A shot is up and in. Mike Hannon. Mike Hannon hits one there for the Blue Hawks. Just inside the three-point ring. It's his first field goal of the ball game. And now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds on the far sideline. It was tipped out there by St. Cecilia. It's now a 29-21 ball game in favor of the Hawks. And now it's going to be a timeout here from Centura. So the Centurions are going to talk things over. St. Cecilia's open up an eight-point lead now in our basketball game, our boys' high school basketball game of the week. 6:37 to play here in the fourth quarter at St. Cecilia 29, Centura 21.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS, we've got Hastings College Bronco basketball. Dakota Wesleyan, the Tigers from Mitchell, South Dakota, are going to be in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the tip-off of the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. And then tomorrow night, we'll go out to the Patriot Gym, bring you coverage of the Adams Central Hastings High game. That one tips off at 7:45, 7:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 29-21 here. Hastings St. Cecilia just trying to survive here against the upset-minded Centurions from Centura. Kasperson down the near sideline, gets it to the elbow. Over here to Aiken. Now to Kasperson. Bounce pass is going to be tipped away. Picked up by Welty on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Welty has to get rid of it. Tries to knock it out with a knee of Stirrup. Zach just picks it up. Long baseball pass down to floor to Kissinger. Shot no good. Rebound Hannon. His shot is no good. Ball is tapped. That is out here in three-point territory. It is picked up by Welty. He drives and has the basketball tipped away from behind by Bassett. The Chase Bassett getting back there and knocking the ball loose from Welty, who is on a sure two-point field goal right there. 29-21, Centura will play things in underneath their own basket. Welty holds it. Finally gets it into the corner here. Back out of the wing. This is going to be Cameron Aiken. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Kasperson has got the ball. Picked up there by Chase Bassett. Kasperson driving it down the right sideline. Stops. Bounce pass. They get it to Welty. Mishandles the ball. Welty picks it up. Dribbles it down in the corner. Now backs up right side of the lane, dumps it off to Aiken, and he's fouling the play. Nice pass by Welty. The personal foul is going to be called here on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. Coming into the ball game now, Hamburger and Cesar Tino. Kissinger is going to come out, and Chase Bassett will come to the bench. 5:42 to play here in the fourth quarter, 29-21. St. Cecilia by eight. Centura with the ball. Here's a Ben Roth. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Kasperson. Kasperson holds it here on the wing. Now dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Hamburger right in his face defensively. The Ben Roth back out to Kasperson. Kasperson dribbling to the ball. Down in the wing on the left side, that's going to be Roth again. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Now the ball is poked away. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Weaves his way down the corner. Shot is up and in. Cesar Tino with a steal there and takes it to the basket and scores as he waves his way back up the floor. St. Jose now onto a 10-point lead. It's like they flipped the switch. 31-21 is the score. Hawks now with a 10-point lead for the second time here tonight. They had a 17-7 lead late in the second quarter. We're down to 4:57 to play. Here's Kasperson with the ball. Kasperson stomps out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Ben Roth. Cesar Tino all over him out there. Comes out near the 10-second line down to Kasperson. He holds it against Bill Hamburger. Kasperson looking to drive it. Can't do it. Dribbles with the ball out here. Kasperson still with the basketball. Works against Hamburger. Kasperson backs it on out. Back near the 10-second line. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play. The Hawks now with a 10-point lead at 31-21. Kasperson working one-on-one out here against the Hamburger. Now decides to get rid of it. Welty in the near sideline. Welty holds the ball behind his screen. Now cranks up a three-pointer. His shot good. An off-balance three-pointer there by Chase Welty. Welty now has 15 points in the ball game for Centura. The Blue Hawk lead is 7 points at 31-24. Safe to say with the ball. Hannon down to Hamburger on the wing. Diagonal pass down in the right corner. Cesar Tino for three. Count it. Cesar Tino throws up another three ball. He's got 13 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia, leading the way for the Blue Hawks. Heads back to a 10-point lead at 34-24. 3:47 to play here in the basketball game here tonight at Centura. Ben Roth with a deep wing left side behind his screen. They dump it away to Aiken, drives for the hole. Bounce pass down in the corner. Kasperson's three-pointer good. Kasperson throws up a three. He was knocked down in the play, but no foul call. Kasperson gets the three to go down, and now we got a timeout, Centura. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 34, Centura 27.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Ventura is a team that's been hitting only 23% of their three-point trying so far this year. They've knocked down four here against Hastings St. Cecilia in a low-scoring ballgame. 34-27 is the score. St. Cecilia led 8-4 after the first quarter. It was 17-12 at halftime. 25-21 after three. And now it's 34-27. 3:34 remaining. Cesar Tino having a great ball game for St. Cecilia, keeping the Hawks in this thing. 13 points for Cesar. Zach Stirrup has got 10, so they've got 23 out of the 34 points that the Hawks will put on the board here tonight. 3.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Hamburger high post to Stirrup. Out of Mike Hannon on the wing on the right side. Hannon dribbles with the ball. Hops inside the three-point arc. Gets to the Stirrup. Right side of the lane. Double team. Comes over to Cesar Tino. Drives the baseline. A little 10-footer. Shot is up there. No good. Stirrup with a tipping shot. Good. Zach Stirrup now with 12 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now with a 9-point lead. 36-27. 3:05 to play. They're in the basketball game. Welty will play things into the far sideline to Kasperson. He works against Hamburger. Kasperson on the run now. He falls down as he brings it across the 10-second line. But Kasperson gets the ball under control. Now dribbles behind his screen. Launches up another three-pointer. His shot is up there. It is no good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. That's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll name our player of the game. We'll get to the coach's post-game show before we get out of here. Kevin Asher will join us. 36-27 is the score. St. Cecilia trying to survive here tonight. Here's Cesar Tino again, deep in the corner, three-pointer, count it! Cesar Tino with another three. He's got 16 points in the ball game, and the Hawks now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 39-27 with 2:25 to play. Here comes Kasperson back the other way for Centura. Underneath the basket, his shot's going to be blocked, and a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called there as Zach Stirrup goes up, gets another block here. Arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawks will play things in here in backcourt, 39-27. St. Cecilia now with a lead of 12 points. They get the ball back in the offensive scoring zone. as Stirrup will come to the near sideline, down a hamburger. Diagonal pass back down in the corner. Caesar Tino for three. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Welty. Chase Welty goes coast to coast, and he's going to be knocked down in the play. He's running into the concrete wall down there underneath the bucket, and a foul is going to be called here on the Blue Hawks. Welty will go to the free throw line. He was knocked down by Zach Stirrup. First foul on Zach. So no free throw. That's only the fourth team foul on St. Cecilia. They say it was before the shot, so they're going to play things in. Roth has got the ball, dumps it off inside, and the ball deflected away from Welty out of bounds. Now Chase Welty will have a couple of words to the official there. Gets a big grin, so not a major discussion. Kasperson will play things in. They get it to Welty. The shot is up there. It's no good, and he's hacked on the arm here by Stirrup. And now Welty goes to the free throw line for Centura. That's a foul on Zach. That's going to be his second. 39-27 is the score. St. Cecilia looking for their 16th win of the season here tonight. But this one has not been easy. Chase Welty to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the ballgame for Centura. And his shot is up there. It is good. Welty is a 63% foul shooter this season. He's now 45 out of 70 from the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 so far tonight. 39-28. The Hawks with an 11-point lead. A 1:58 left here in the ballgame. Chase Welty will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. So Welty adds a pair of free throws, and now Centura will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hamburger down the near sideline. They get it to Caesar Tino at the top of the key. Caesar moves it over to Hamburger on the wing. Left side of the wing, down his scope. To Caesar Tino, back outside to Zach Stirrup. Here's Hamburger. Free throw line extended left side. Hamburger is going to dribble with the ball out here. Blue Hawks not going to be anxious to throw up a shot here. They've got a 10-point lead at 39-29. A minute 35 to play. Caesar Tino down to Hamburger. Down to the baseline by Cannon. Cannon dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. They get it to Hamburger. Now to Caesar Tino. Centura is chasing the Blue Hawks all over the place now. Caesar Tino to Hamburger. Down to Scope. To Stirrup on the right sideline. Stirrup dribbles with the ball. Sends it inside the lane. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Roth. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Their 10th of the ball game. Here's Kasperson with the ball. 1:09 to go. Centura is down by 10 points. Welty on the near sideline. Welty, a long three. Puts it up there. The shot no good. Down for the rebound. Aiken had it. Aiken has got it. He puts the ball to Zach Roth. Back outside to Ben Roth. His shot for three. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball is tipped out and is picked up here by Scope. Scope into the forecourt now as they get it to Caesar Tino. We're down to 47 seconds to play. Caesar Tino dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Caesar double-teamed, and now we've got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Austin Kasperson of Centura. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number five on the Centurion, so still no free throws here for the Hawks. They will inbound. Hamburger gets it in now to Mike Hannon. 40 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 39-29. Hamburger has got it. Now to Hannon on the right sideline. St. Cecilia is spreading the floor here. Now Hannon is going to be hit, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to be Kasperson again. That's going to be his fourth. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline with 29 seconds remaining. St. Cecilia trying to wrap up the regular season with a win here tonight. Caesar Tino has got it here in backcourt, and he's going to be fouled on a play by Zach Roth. The second foul on Roth. That's going to be number seven now on Centura. So now the Blue Hawks will go to the free throw line. Caesar Tino will toe the mark here. Tino had 16 points in the ball game against Milford on Saturday at the Heartland Hoops Classic. He has duplicated that here tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game here. Caesar Tino to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Tino is 74% foul shooter on the season. Tino, just a 5'11" sophomore. He has really improved greatly here throughout the 2010-2011 season. Caesar's next shot is up there. It's going to be short. Battle for the rebound. Tipped around. Roth has got it. Roth has got it now for Centura as they come back the other way. Now the ball's going to be poked away from Kasperson. It's loose, picked up by Centura. Over here to Welty. His off-balance three is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be safe to say ball. So the Blue Hawks will play things in here in backcourt with 12.4 seconds remaining. 40-29, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Blue Hawks will inbound to Hamburger. And the white flags are coming up now for Centura as Hamburger just pops up the floor. We're down to 7 seconds to play. Hamburger steps it across the 10-second line, and St. Cecilia is going to win the ball game here tonight as the ball is flipped to the official on the far sideline, and Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Centura's last home game of the season. And they are dejected as they come to the near sideline. A lot of heads are down here. As Centura put up a good fight tonight against one of the better teams in the area, and Hastings St. Cecilia, but the Hawks survive here tonight. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 40, Centura 29. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Centura, Hastings St. Cecilia survives a upset-minded bunch here from the Centurions. And Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Centura tonight by a score of 40-29. So St. Cecilia will head to the sub-districts next week, a record of 16 wins and 6 losses on the season. Centura will drop to 5-15 after this one. But Centura gave the Blue Hawks everything they wanted here in the ball game here tonight, scored the first couple of buckets of the ball game. Went St. Cecilia 4-1 early. Hawks came back to tie it up at 4 points apiece. St. Cecilia went ahead 8-4 at the end of one quarter. St. Cecilia stretched the lead to 10 late in the second quarter at 17-7, but Centura scored the last 5 points of the period, and it was 17-12 at halftime. Then Centura just kind of hung around there in the third quarter, eventually got within 2 points at 23-21 with 2:38 to play in the third. It was a four-point ball game at the end of three, 25-21. Centura again hung around in the fourth quarter of play, but eventually St. Cecilia increased their lead to 12 points at 39-27, and they go on to win by a score of 40-29 in the basketball game here tonight. Cesar Tino leading the way for St. Cecilia had 17 points in the ball game. Zach Stirrup had 12, so two guys in double figures for the Blue Hawks. Chase Bassett had 3. Tim Skok had 2. Matt Kissinger had 2. Mike Hannon had 2. St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. Centura was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer was Chase Welty. He had 17 points in the basketball game, 6 for Ben Roth, 4 for Austin Kasperson, and 2 points for Zach Roth. And that is it. 4 guys scored here for Centura as they fall 11 points short. St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 40-29. Stick around. We've got our player of the game coming up next in the Coach's Post Game Show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Relax. It's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Centura by a score of 40-29. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And the Hawks had two guys scoring double figures tonight. Cesar Tino, 17 points in the ball game. Zach Stirrup had 12. Our candidates for our Player of the Game tonight. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our player of the game here tonight for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Tino comes up with 17 points in the basketball game tonight, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Tino with 4 three-pointers in the ball game and a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line, probably saved the day for the Blue Hawks in the ball game here tonight. Cesar Tino, 17 points. He'll be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
We're back at Centura again tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over the Centurions this evening by a score of 40-29 as St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game show. And Coach, like you said, that's why they play the game. You kind of cautioned me before the ball game here tonight that Centura will play us pretty tough, and they did tonight.
Yeah, you got to take your hat off to them. They have, you know, two or three kids that dribble it enough and can handle the ball just decent enough, so their pressure, our pressure's not, you know, going to bother them to make a lot of turnovers. But disappointing on the offensive end in the first half. You know, we talked a lot about their 3-2, how it was going to be played. And if kids aren't aggressive and just stand, you know, it takes a lot. It takes, you know, an athletic team and makes them, you know, very average. And credit their kids. They did a good job on just standing around in the 3-2, and we did a bad job of not moving the ball quick enough.
What do we want to do against the zone defense tonight to crack that thing?
Well, we definitely, you know, we got to get the ball inside out, you know, and, you know, the corner was there. Our kids weren't seeing, you know, trying to draw two defenders. Our whole goal in our offense is always to draw two defenders, kick it to the open guy, and make one guy guard two or three. Just disappointed that we didn't do a better job until the middle of the third quarter, until, you know, we were under a sense of urgency. And you got to have that urgency this time of the year, because if you don't, you're done.
They're very stagnant, I guess, offensively. One way to put that.
Yeah, stagnant. Desire, a lot of the keywords are just, you know, evidently our coaches didn't do a very good job of getting them ready Wednesday and Thursday by, you know, going against a 3-2 defense. And, you know, I thought for sure you should just eat that up, which we got good shots in the second half. But, you know, mistakes in a possession game, and that's what we're facing right now is teams that are just going to be really patient and try to keep the score down a little bit. Not that we want to run up and down, but it really takes a lot of athleticism away.
I tell you what, then, like you said, very important for each possession to count here because teams are trying to shorten. It's like football. Teams are trying to shorten the game against it.
Yeah, definitely. Just trying to shorten the game. And, you know, a lot of teams, you know, Centura's probably happy where they're at right now. And, you know, we're happy to get out of here with the win. But the way you played, I mean, you just got to tell your kids that you play that way against St. Paul on Tuesday. We'll be checking in uniforms Wednesday morning. And that's just the mentality. We thought we maybe had some, you know, left over from the week, the momentum we gained from there. But evidently, you know, but you put yourself behind an eight ball after you get that frustration build up. You know, you have a bad first quarter. All of a sudden, you start thinking about yourself and feeling sorry for why you're not playing or why things aren't going our way. And all of a sudden, people are pressing. And then you don't, then you find out who can play and who can't. And luckily, Cesar Tino really doesn't feel that type of pressure. And he did a great job.
We even talked about it during the broadcast. He is probably the most improved player that St. Cecilia has had on this squad this year. He has really stepped up. We talked about it during the pregame show. But tonight, 17 points, knocked down some tough threes.
Yeah, he's been our offensive weapon from the perimeter. And his work ethic is unmatched. And he's a sophomore. And he shoots until I can't go home and I got to go home for supper. The other night he was there for an hour and a half. And finally, you know, you just got to say, see, there's another day. I mean, it's incredible. And kids don't understand how hard you got to work to be really, really good at this level. And that's the problem with a lot of our team at times is do they put in enough effort? And we'll have to shore that up. But there's no time for that now. See, that's the thing. You get to the frustration part of the season, and if you're frustrated in districts, you're usually done.
And that's a disappointing thing. This is the type of year or the time of the year that you want to gain momentum and get ready for the postseason. We didn't do that tonight. We probably took a step back tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, we talked about this time of the year is about mentality. Which way are you going, up or down? And are you trying to get a little bit better? And, you know, we got better throughout the game, but we didn't approach the game to where, okay, here's what we got to do. And we talked about it. You know, we really wanted to get Zach some touches early, and the corner shot would be there. But our coach has just got to make sure we're more demanding, whether it's practice or whatever it is, because evidently our kids are, you know, making enough mistakes that we're allowing that to happen.
Jordan Consberg got on the floor for you tonight. Had a very good boost.
I feel really great for that kid because, you know, he's had a tough go this season, and it's a deal where you put a senior out there, and he had some fire in him. You could see he had pretty good bounce, and I asked him how he felt when he came out. He came up with a key steal there and a layup. You know, I don't know how many minutes he'll get a game, but it depends on matchups, and he gave us a spark, and I think everybody on the team loves it and he's such a good leader, too. I really enjoy his leadership on the floor.
So we survived tonight 40-29. We flipped the page, so to speak, and now we got to sub-districts coming up next week. First-round opponent, St. Paul.
St. Paul, we talked about it in the locker room after the game. We play and come out with this mentality right here, and we will be done. I've watched enough film on them, seen them live. I got another coach watching them again tonight against Central Catholic. Very, very good ball handling team. A lot of guards. I'm sure they're going to try to handle the ball for a long time and, you know, make us play defense. And then we're going to have to do a great job on the offensive end because they do the same type of thing. They'll play a lot of zone and a lot of junk type stuff at us to try to throw our minds, you know, so to say, off and get our kids to standing around. So we've got a lot of preparation to do in the next 3 days.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head man for East St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks are surviving here tonight. That's about all we can say. The Blue Hawks survive 40-29 over Centura here this evening. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So we'll have three games on the air for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College will be playing in a women's-men's basketball doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. at the Osborne Sports Complex. Dakota Wesleyan is going to be in town out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Women's game will go at 2 with the guys at 4 o'clock on the air with the pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night we'll swing out to the Patriot Gym, bringing the Adams Central Hastings High boys basketball game. 7:45 for the tip-off there, 7:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Cesar Tino scoring 17 points tonight. Zach Stirrup had 12. Hastings St. Cecilia breaking away from a 17-12 halftime lead. They go on to beat Centura tonight by a score of 40-29. The Hawks will now enter the sub-districts next Tuesday against St. Paul. The Hawks have a record of 16 wins and 6 losses. Centura drops to 5-15. That'll wrap things up from Centura here tonight. For my producer and engineer, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Centura.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.